我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自马太福音第七章15-29节，我哋会用启应方式嚟读，先用广东话，然后再用英文读得。
Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 29. We'll read this passage responsibly, first in Chinese and then in English.
系马太福音第七章第十五节。你们要防备假先知，他们到你这里来，外边披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。我要认出他们，荆棘上岂能夹葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能夹无花果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。凡不结好果子的树就斩下来丢在火里。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。我一起读第29节，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit.Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
On that day, many of the Lord who will not prophesy in their name and cast out demons in their name.
And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
Everyone that hears these words and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock.
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded.On the rock.
Everyone who hears this word of mine does not do them will be like a foolish man, feel his doubt on the sand.
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Let us read verse 29 together.For he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes.
今日题目师所带所讲嘅经文，佢讲到题目系辨别两种灵性道路的分别。下集。
Mr. Wilson will now give us the message discerning two spiritual ways, part two. Let us pray.
让我们低头祈祷。
Lord, often in your word, some of the sayings of Jesus are difficult for us to understand.
神，我知道在你的话语里面，有时耶稣所讲的说话，我们很难的来到去了解。
And so may you help us now, illumine us by the power of your Holy Spirit to grasp what your word is saying to us today.
神，求圣灵你光照我们，叫我们可以捉住你的话语。
We know often when we are dealing with a familiar part of the Bible, we miss a lot of the things that we might think we know.
很多时对于一些我们熟悉的经文，有阵时我们反之呢，就是不能够完全的去捉着他所有的所要讲的。
So help us not only to be attentive, but to be astonished by what you say to us today.
神啊，叫我们不单只是专心，叫我们都稀奇你所要对我们说的。
We thank you for our mothers.
我们为到我们在座的母亲，多谢你。
And pray for your showering of your grace and mercy upon them today.
神，求你将你的恩典怜悯临到他们。
We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Well, we are looking at a very familiar part of the scriptures, Matthew 5 through 7, what we call Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
我们今天也是继续的看我们很熟悉的一段经文，就是讲到耶稣在马太福音五至七章里面的登山部分。
You know, I'm such an old preacher that I've preached through in detail Matthew 5 to 7, if those of you who remember in the 90s.
如果你们记得的话，我在90年代我曾经就讲过这一段的经文。
And so what I'm doing here is really giving you the summation of what Jesus is saying and focusing in especially on verse 21 of Matthew 7.
所以我在今天所讲的就是去总结这一段经文里面所讲的东西，特别我的重点就是在第21节。
And if you were with us last week, you'll know that in order for you to truly have grasped what Jesus has said in Matthew 5 to 7, it should astonish you.
我上个星期我都讲过的了，如果你真正的来到去明白到耶稣会在第马太福音第五至第七章里面所讲的东西的时候呢，你应该是被他耶稣所讲的东西是很稀奇的，令你稀奇。
In fact, that's what verse 28 is telling us.
所以第28节这样跟我们说。
You see, Jesus is saying you can't possibly find me, know me, without first losing your religion.
在这里耶稣他说，如果你是要去寻着我，找到我的时候，除非你去舍弃你自己的宗教。
You must lose your religiosity in order to find me.
你一定要放低你自己怎样去看宗教或者你自己的宗教，你才可以去寻得着我。
And as we learned last time, that's what the person in verse 21 that Jesus is talking to, challenging, is doing.
这个就是我们上次讲到第21章里面那个人他怎样讲的时候，耶稣给他的挑战。
You see, if you read verse 21 and the surrounding verses, you'll realize that he's being religious. He's making a power play over people and even that's God.
如果你看第21节的时候，你在这里你就看见这个人他是在宗教上面很虔诚的，但是他是用他的宗教来到在人和在神面前呢，他似乎玩这个权力的游戏。
And Jesus' reply to that is that you're actually further away from me than the prostitutes and the corrupt tax collectors.
但是耶稣他在这里居然他就说呢，这些这样的人呢，反之呢，比妓女和这个税吏呢，更加离我更加的远。
Just in case you missed it, I have it on slide 2. I want to summarize once again what Jesus is emphasizing in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 to 7.
在这里呢，在这个的我呢就是总结了呢，就是耶稣会在登山宝训第五至七章里面所讲的东西。
Jesus is not saying to us, not saying to us, the real spiritual test of the sermon is to mistake the good path of life for the bad path of life.
在这里耶稣他不是说，他说一个真正的属灵的测试或者是去分辨，是就是说你误解了 乜嘢系一条好嘅生命嘅道路，或者一条坏嘅生命嘅道路？耶稣唔系咁讲。
Jesus here is not contrasting good people versus bad people。
耶稣基督亦都唔系喺呢度嚟到去比较、去对比话好人同坏人系点样样。
And this is the stunning part, the shocking part, the thunderstruck part is he's contrasting religious people and Christians。
喺呢度令人最稀奇嘅就系话到耶稣喺呢度讲嘅，佢话佢系比较到就系话一啲咧系有宗教或者喺宗教里边觉得自己好虔诚嘅人同基督徒。
Both of those groups of people are behaving similarly externally。
喺呢度呢两班嘅人喺行为上边、表现上边都好相似。
As we said last time, if you're familiar with this Sermon on the Mount, you know in the text itself that both parties are praying, giving to the poor。
咁如果你咧系熟悉登山宝训里边所讲嘅时候，你会睇到耶稣佢所讲嘅两种嘅人咧，佢哋都喺度祈祷。
They're both obeying the Ten Commandments。
呢两种嘅人，佢哋都去遵守呢个十诫。
They're both being kind to their neighbors。
佢哋呢两种嘅人，佢哋亦都咧系对佢哋嘅邻舍咧系好仁慈。
And the text even tells us, in Jesus' words, on the outside they're both sheep。
喺呢个经文里边，耶稣甚至讲佢话呢两种嘅人喺佢哋嘅外表上边都好似羊。
But on the inside of them, there's utterly different reasons for their obedience.
但系喺佢哋嘅里边，佢哋就有一个完全唔同嘅原因，点解佢哋要去遵守或者系去信服
？And they are obeying the Ten Commandments with utterly different character results in their lives.
咁当佢哋去守呢个十诫嘅时候咧，你会睇见咧，佢哋系有一个完全唔同嘅结果，佢哋嘅品格出嚟嗰个结果系唔同嘅。
And you don't have to be literary giant as you read these chapters to know that that strikes us. That's astounding, huh? Why is that?
咁当你去睇呢经文嘅时候咧，你可能咧都会稀奇，点解会系咁样唔同咧
？Well, as we also alluded to last time, religious people are people inside that have no sense of their own glory.
咁上次我哋都讲过。呢啲淨係遵守宗教嘅呢啲人，佢哋嘅裏面其實咧，佢哋係睇冇，佢哋自己唔會覺得有佢自己有一個榮耀喺度。
What I mean by glory, or what the scripture means by glory, is weightiness, a sense of value, a sense of worth。
當聖經裏面講到榮耀呢個字嘅時候，即係話咧喺佢哋裏面，佢哋睇唔到自己有嗰個嘅價值，有嗰個重要。
And since they have no sense of their own self, they're looking for something in life to fill them up, fill them with some accolade.
喺佢哋里边，佢哋感觉唔到佢自己，佢哋佢哋唔能够揾到佢自己，所以佢哋咧就需要揾一啲嘅嘢嚟到去满足佢自己，嚟到喺揾到一啲嘅嘢咧，能够可以系别人称赞。
Now I have the shocking.One of the other shocking verses, which appears later, Matthew 21:31, in paraphrase form, on slide 3.
咁如果咧你睇马太福音21:31嗰度咧，你会睇到一样嘢。
And Jesus there later in Matthew is addressing the religious leaders.
咁喺一段马太福音第21嗰度咧，耶稣佢讲紧咧就其实系讲到当时嘅宗教领袖。
You know the religious leaders, the Pharisees, Sadducees, you know, they are pretty upright people outside, externally.
呢啲嘅宗教领袖啊，法利赛人喺当时嚟讲咧，佢哋喺外表上边咧系做得非常之好嘅。
And Jesus shocking words to them in Matthew 20:31 again in paraphrase form. The prostitutes and corrupt tax collectors are getting into the kingdom of God if they repent.Ahead of you.
咁喺马太福音21:31嗰度咧，耶稣佢咁样嘅嚟到去对呢啲嘅宗教领袖讲，佢话我实在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。
They are closer because they understand spiritual reality better.
佢话佢哋咧，更加嘅去近神嘅国，点解？因为佢哋明白到佢哋自己嗰个属灵境况系。
Because they have a better idea of what they need and who they are before the Lord.
因为他们知道呢他们需要什么东西，还有他们自己是一个怎样的人。
You see, you can't find Jesus unless you're willing to lose your religion.
所以你不能够寻着耶稣，除非你愿意的去放低你自己的宗教。
And that's the first astonishing thing that Jesus says in the text.
这个就是第一件事，在这段的经文里面，耶稣所讲的东西是令到当时众人稀奇。
That's why often, again, not always the case, but often if you are privileged, if you're brought up in a Christian home where the gospel is proclaimed to you as a young child.
所以很多时候，当你如果是一个基督教的家庭里面长大，当你很从小的时候呢，就你已经受到圣经里面的教导的时候。
But one of the drawbacks is we're religiously, externally religious people, not Christians. Often that's the case.
有一个的可能有一个的问题就会是呢，很多时候可能呢你们会在外表上面呢好像好有这个宗教，但是呢内在呢不是。
Jesus is saying, hey, the corrupt tax collectors and the prostitutes who have repented and have come to know me, they are closer because they realize their great need for the Savior.
所以在这里耶稣会讲到，反之这些的娼妓和这些的税吏，他们知道他们自己是一个怎样的人，他们知道他们自己需要耶稣，他们悔改，所以他们就可以更加的来到去近神，因为他们知道他们的属灵的需要。
So I think you agree with me, that's an astonishing thing that Jesus is saying here.
所以在这里耶稣所讲的话是令到当时的人很稀奇。
He's saying the real problem in life, spiritually speaking, is to distinguish between Christianity and religion.
所以他说在生命里面一个真正的问题，看到属灵的来到讲的时候，他说就是怎样的去 分辨基督教和其他宗教有什么不同。
And as you heard before from this pulpit, all religions except Christianity say you must do something to gain or earn a favor with God.
除了基督教，所有的宗教他都说你要做一些东西，以致你能够呢是得到神那个的喜悦。
In other words, you must do something to get redemption, salvation, rescue.
换句话说，就是你要做一些东西来到去赚取这个的救恩。
But throughout the pages of the Bible, if you just peruse it, you know, just clean through it, you'll see clearly that the Bible says otherwise.
但是如果你呢去睇圣经，你去真系整本圣经嘅嚟到去睇遍佢嘅时候，你就会发觉圣经唔系咁讲。
For example, just take an hour or so, just read through the New Testament epistles.
譬如你用一个钟头的时间，你看下新约里面的使徒的书信。
And you'll see that very truth.
你在这里你就可以看见这个的真理。
And one starting way that God underlines his graciousness is to set it, that truth repeatedly beside the other truth that we're helpless. You put them side by side, constantly.
你在这里神很强调就是说他的恩典呢，他怎样表达他的恩典的方式呢？他说多次的，他就是在我们的软弱里面来到去给我们看见他的恩典。
I'll just give you a few instances, again, because I only have a ton of minutes here, from Ephesians chapter 2.
譬如我们可以看下的就是以弗所书的第二章。
We're told by the Apostle Paul, addressing Christians, that it was because of his great love for us, he says, that God made us alive with Christ.
在这里使徒保罗是讲过，因为是神对我们的大爱，以致叫我们呢是 在基督里面呢我们可以活过来。
And then he kind of expands on that. He says, we're reminded that life came to us even when we were, what, dead in trespasses.
他在这里说神给我们那个生命，他说就几时给我们呢，就是当我们死在过犯罪恶当中的时候。
And in the next few verses, he says, we are also told that if it is by grace you've been saved, not by your works.
在这里他也讲了给我听，我们得救是本乎恩，是不是因为我们做了什么东西。
And he reminds us it's a gift. It's not from ourselves. It's a gift from God.
他说到神给我们的这个恩典不是因为出于我们自己的行为。
And that same message appears in Timothy and Titus too. Timothy and Titus, the same thing as Apostle Paul.
在提摩太前后书和在提督书里都有这样提过。
Just as an example, 2 Timothy 1:9, we're saved not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace.
在提摩太后书哥他讲过,不是按着我们的行为,乃是按着他的旨意和恩典。
And if that then convinces, Titus says the same thing, Titus 3, 4, and 5, it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
他说在提多书的3章4至5节,他那个说,他便救了我们,并不是因为我们自己所行的义,乃是照着他的怜悯,直着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
One way to really understand what Jesus is saying here is talk to a former Christian. In other words, someone who perhaps made a profession of faith publicly and now has renounced that.
不知道你有没有跟过一些曾经是基督徒的人聊天，即是说他以前说他是信耶稣的，但是现在他就不再说他自己是基督徒。
And if you take the time to get to know someone like that, you'll realize they really didn't initially grasp what Christianity is.
如果你去聆听这些人所说的东西，去认识他们的时候，你就会知道，在起初的时候，其实他们没有搞清楚究竟基督教是什么。
And the answers to that question, what a Christian actually is, goes something like this.
很多时候如果你问他，这个基督徒是什么的时候，他们给你的答案就会是这样。
They would say, well, Wilson, you know what was frustrating? I couldn't keep up the Christian life. I couldn't keep it up. It was such a burden.
他可能会跟你说，我跟不上要过怎样去过一个基督徒的生活，因为好像对我来说是一个负担，一个担子。
It was such an uphill climb. I couldn't continue to do the things the Bible demanded of me.
我不能够做到圣经里面叫我做的事。
That's usually an indication that the person never really understood what Christianity is.
当一个人这样说的时候，其实是指示到这个人从来都没有明白到基督教究竟是什么。Because
what they're describing is religion. Religion is exhausting.
因为这个人的描述其实是讲到宗教，宗教是令人筋疲力尽的。In
contrast, Christians are complete, not by their doing, but by their knowing. Knowing Christ, what he's done for us, and responding to that.
但是一个基督徒就不是了，一个基督徒他不是藉着他自己所做的事，叫他成为一个完全、一个完美的人，而他们是藉着相信耶稣基督和所做的事，是叫我们完全。What
did the Bible Christians are complete as they trust in the person and work of Jesus by faith?
因为他们是藉着信心来去相信、信靠耶稣基督和他所做的事。Then
as they grow more and more, knowing firsthand more and more of the love of God for them. They want to follow Jesus. They can't help it. They want to trust and obey. Of course, there's going to be ups and downs of that, but they want to.
当他们更多、更多亲身的来到经历到神在他们身上面的爱的时候，他们就越发的是更想的来到去跟随神，去爱神。
Okay, how do we do that? That's the focus today, because that was really a summation of what we did last time.
刚才我所说的都是总结了上次所说的东西。我们怎么做呢？
The answer is in the two other astonishing things Jesus says here in our text, Matthew 7, and the focus is
21 to 23.
And Jesus there, as we just read that together, Jesus puts himself in the center of things, the center of life.
耶稣基督将他放在生命，将他自己放在生命的中心。
And Jesus says there, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
在这里耶稣他说，第21节他说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人， 不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Then he finishes his phrase and says, many will say to me on that day.
What day? 咁佢话咧，当那日必有许多人对我说，咁呢一个那日系咩日子咧
？Of course, Jesus referring to Judgment Day when Jesus will judge.
咁当然，耶稣所讲到嘅呢一个当那日就系讲到审判嘅嗰个日子，耶稣基督会审判。
What is Jesus saying there? He's I'm the judge.
喺呢度耶稣会讲到，我就系嗰个审判者。
He's saying on that very day, everyone will come to me because I'm the judge.
佢话喺嗰一日，所有人都要嚟到我面前，因为我系嗰个审判者。
And so see on slide 4, everybody knows only God can be the judge. Why?
每一个人都知道唯有神先就可以去审判。点解咧
？To be the judge of the world.And everybody in the world, every human being, you have to have what? Infinite knowledge. You must have infinite knowledge, right?
因为当你要成为呢个世界同埋所有人嘅嗰个审判者嘅时候，你一定要有咩咧？你要有无限嘅知识。
You won't have the ability to judge fairly unless you knew everything. Infinite knowledge. That's what God has.
你冇咩能力嚟到去审判，除非咧你能够有无限嘅知识嚟到去知道认识。
If we make faulty judgments all the time, why? Because we don't know everything.
我哋有阵时喺我哋嘅判断里边咧，我哋都会做错。点解？因为我哋唔知唔认识到所有嘅嘢。
I want you to remember that next time you judge someone, because how would you know what everybody deserved? Do you know everything?
所以当我哋下一次我哋要去审判或者要去话人哋对错嘅时候，我哋要睇下就系我哋究竟系咪真系我哋知道晒所有嘅嘢，嗰个人配得啲咩咧
？That's why Christians don't seek revenge, right? We're called not to seek revenge because what? God will right the wrong. He knows everything.
所以基督徒佢唔去报复，点解？因为唯有神先知道边个系对，边个系错。
Because you need infinite knowledge from the beginning to the end to be a good judge.
因为你需要由始至终嘅能够有呢个无限嘅知识，然后你先至可以系一个好嘅审判者。
And God knows everything.
神佢知道万事。
You can't hide anything from God.
你唔能够喺神面前隐藏任何嘅嘢。
You also have to have infinite goodness to be a right kind of judge, right?
你要系成为一个好嘅审判者嘅时候，你亦都要系需要有一个无限嘅良善。
If you didn't have infinite goodness, who are you?
如果喺你里边冇呢一个无限嘅良善
，There's no way we can be the judge. We aren't infinitely good.
因为你如果你都唔系良善嘅时候，你点可以去成为呢一个宇宙嘅审判者咧
？And so it's comforting to know God is infinitely good, infinite knowing, infinitely powerful.
所以我哋可以知道神就系佢拥有无限嘅良善、无限嘅知识同埋能力。
And the second person of the Holy Trinity, God the Son, Jesus is the judge.
而在这个三位一体的真神里面的第二位耶稣基督，他就是这个的审判者。
And frightfully, in this verse, right, verse 21, he says, these people can call me Lord, Lord. Did we not do everything in your name? See the emphasis? Do. I centered my life on you. I did this, I did that. God.So give me what I deserve.
真系令我哋好震惊嘅时候，就系话喺呢一度里边，嗰啲人话：主啊，主啊，我哋唔系奉你嘅名做呢一啲嘅嘢咩？做所有嘅嘢咩
？See, that's the problem. And if you look carefully, verses 21-23, Jesus says, "Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? What are they saying? I did this for you."
所以在第21至23节耶稣他那里讲，他说有很多人在那天就会对我说，主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名做这么多的异能吗？
See, they're trying to gain favor with God. They're trying to prove it by their doing.
呢啲人佢就尝试喺神面前咧嚟到证明佢话我为你嘅名做咗呢啲嘅嘢。
And when you do that, you're really doing it for yourself.
咁当你系咁嘅时候，你其实做呢啲嘅嘢就系为到你自己去做。
For your own gain to get from God.
你希望咧能够系咁样可以喺神嗰度赚取一啲嘅嘢。
But God will have nothing of that. He says, I've done everything for you. You receive it as a gift.And then you go out and respond because I have showered you my love. And then you obey me.
在这里耶稣说你不是这样做。他说我其实已经为你去做了所有的事。你出去做的时候是你是信服我是去向人去说你的我我对你的我。
You know, the things that are listed here in 21:3 are actually frightening if you're a Sunday school teacher or a preacher or someone heavily...doing things involved in the church.
在这里他其实讲到很多时候可能是我们一些的传道者或者一个主学教师我们做很多的事我们是为神去做。
It all points to the fact that inside counts. Your motive counts.
但在这里更加重要的就是在我们的里面我们那个动机才是紧要。
Are you doing something to get from God?Or do you truly believe he's done everything for you already?
你做这些事的时候是不是因为你做这些事是要神给这些事给你呢又或是因为你已经在神里面得着所以你要做出来去信服
And because I know him intimately that he loves me, I'm going to respond and I can't help but love him. You know, it's like an attraction, right?
是不是因为呢你经历了神给你的爱在你里面所以你说我现在做这些事好像神去吸引我
But what's Jesus' words in 21 and 23 to that person who said, I did this, 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 this for you?
在第21至23节那里当这个人说、啊、我神啊我为你做了这些这些这些的时候耶稣会怎样回应呢
Shocking. That's what I mean, astounding. His words are astounding. You never knew me at all. Never.
在这里耶稣的回应是令人很震惊的。耶稣说你没我冇认识你。
What's he saying? Look at how they talk. Did we not do this? Did we not do that? Right? It's so obvious what they're doing.
佢哋所做嘅嘢都系好好明显嘅。佢哋话我哋做咗呢啲，做咗嗰啲。
See on judgment day, these people come to Jesus and they're doing to Jesus what they've been doing with everybody else all their lives.
咁喺呢度，啲人佢哋所做嘅嘢系所有人佢哋都见。
They're coming to Jesus and demanding something from Jesus. That's what they did.
他们来到神那里，去告诉他们要求神来到去给他们的事，因为他们所做的。
And when they say, look what I've done, Jesus, Jesus' response was, that means he did it for you, yourself.
在这里，耶稣说你做这些事的时候，其实是你为到自己来到去做。
You never knew me at all, says Jesus. I wasn't even there.
在这里他说到你都不认识我我也都不是在当中在你的当中。
Everything was for you, says Jesus.
他说所有的东西都是为了你自己。
It was never about me. It's all about you, what you get.
你从来不是为了我的缘故你是为了你自己。
You see, if you want to move from religion to Christianity, which again is vital,You have to take a look at the good things you're doing. You must examine yourself. You have to.
如果你要从宗教而转到去系睇基督教嘅时候，你一定要首先咧就睇下你自己所做嘅嘢。
And you have to realize the things you do are not in any way meritorious.
你睇你所做嘅所有嘅好事，你要喺当中认识到就话，佢其实都冇咩可以功德可谈。
Just think how exhausting.So I think that would be to think that you're going to somehow get God to give you what you want because of what you're doing.
假如你要想是说、啊、我要怎样的去做来到去呢得到呢神给我我想要的东西。当你这样的想法这样去做的时候其实是会令你更疲倦。
And Jesus replied to that is saying, simply, look at me, look at me. I'm the opposite of a wolf.
在这里耶稣他说你看看我看看我是那个、啊 我唔系嗰个嘅豺狼。
Of course, a wolf devours, right? That's what ravenous means, right? Devours their prey, right? But Jesus, look at me, I'm a sheep through and through.
佢喺度讲到，佢话咧嗰啲嗰啲嘅豺狼咧系强暴系残暴嘅，我唔系。
I'm the lamb that was slain. You.
佢话我系嗰个从内照外都系嗰个羊，我系嗰个被杀嘅羔羊。
And when you see with faith view eyes, when you see Jesus laying his life down for you, that will fill you with his glory.
当你睇见耶稣基督是为到你的缘故，将他的生命是摆低的时候，你就可以被他那个的荣耀所充满。
Because you wonder, how is it? How can it be that he would do that for me?
你就会在想，为什么他可以这样又为我这样做呢？
What must he think of me by doing that? I must be very, very, very precious to him.
有什么事可以令到他为我这样做呢？一定是在他的眼中是很宝贵。
I have on slide 5, when you believe in him and say, Father, accept me because of what Jesus has done and said. What does Jesus say in John 17:22, the first part of verse 22? I will give you the glory my Father gave me.
在这里，当你去相信耶稣基督的时候，你说，父啊，我愿意接受，接受因为你所，耶稣所讲的。在这里，耶稣是在约翰福音那里，他怎么说？他说，我要将你父你给我的荣耀，我去给他。
You don't have to clamor for accolades, for honor, for some other glory.He's given it to you already. If you're a Christian, you have it already. You can shine. Shine brightly before the world. You have it in you.
如果你是一个基督徒的时候，你不再需要别人对你的称誉，或者别人所给你的荣耀。因为 在耶稣基督里面，神已经将他这个荣耀是给了你。
Meditate on verse 22, John 17:22. Hey, what is he saying? I will give you the glory my Father gave me.
在约翰福音十七章廿二节嗰度，佢讲咩？佢话你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
See, the first thing you have to do is you have to see that you could be extremely busy for Jesus and not really be doing it for him.
你可以为到耶稣基督好忙碌，但系咧，你喺当中咧，你睇唔到一啲嘅嘢。
You're basically basing everything you do on your good works.
你净系为到睇到嘅就话你所做呢所有嘅嘢咧，都系为到你自己。
And maybe that's why you don't have a prayer life.
在当中你没有一个好的祷告生活。
That's why you don't delight to meet with him.
因为你都没有去与神来到去生活。
Maybe that's why you get angry at God because your life is not going well.
你这样的时候，你可能呢，当你的生命里面有些不顺利的事的时候呢，你就会去很生气神了。
Maybe you compare yourself with other unbelievers and you say, wow, their life's a lot better and look what they're doing. They're just living as what they want.How they want to live life.
你甚至可能跟一些不信主的人来到去比较他们的生命，你说为什么他们的生活过得这么好呢？
Look how further along they are about from me, you know? Look the fact that, you know, that they're living with someone and they're, you know, it's not affecting them. They're raising, they're getting into their careers and they're getting promoted.
你要睇见你话啊，点解佢哋可以喺佢哋所做嘅嘢上边咧，一步一步嘅爬上去，喺佢哋嘅工作，喺佢哋嘅专业里边，佢哋能够可以升得咁快。
And then look at me, I'm trying to follow Jesus. I'm doing this, that, and poor me.
咁咧，我尝试咧去跟随耶稣，咁啊，我又做呢样，又做嗰样，我似乎好可怜。
See how exhausting that is.
当你咁样睇谂嘅时候，咁样做嘅时候，你睇唔睇见你系几筋疲力尽咧？
To think that you deserve better from God because of what you've done, that's exhausting.
如果当你去想呢，因为你所做的事，你应该在神那里是变得更好的时候呢，你这样想法的时候，其实是令到你很疲累。
But isn't it such a joy when you love someone and you just want to do it? You want to do it! You want to give them a gift. You want to do this. You want to wash the dishes. You want to do the laundry. You want to do it.
但是当你换过一个想法，就是说到，假如你是去爱一个人的时候，你愿意为到这个人去做很多的事，你愿意为到他洗碗、洗衫，做各样的事。
Isn't that such a great joy? You want to give because they've given you so much. They're so special to you. They're so, you're in love with them, right?
当你去在爱这个人的时候，你会发觉呢，即你在他里面得着这么多，你愿意为他做这么多的时候，其实在当中你是会经历到呢，就很大的喜乐在里面。当你做的时候
That's not exhausting.
你不会觉得是这么疲累。
That kind of doing is not exhausting. Responding to a great love for you, that's Christianity.
在当中反而你会觉得你要回应这个给你你经历到这么大的爱的时候呢，你在当中你是很珍惜的。
I want to trust and obey because I know God loves me. I'm special to him.
我愿意的来到去信服，我愿意的去相信，因为我知道神几咁的爱我。
Do you have that?
你有没有这样，你有没有这样呢？
Or are you religious?
因为你只是在这里好像守着一些宗教。
The last astonishing thing that Jesus says here is probably the most astonishing thing. If you thought those were astonishing, you know, the fact that he's saying religion and Christianity is different and you've got to drop religion to be a Christian and then I'm the judge. You know what else he says that's astonishing here?
在这里临尾这里的时候，耶稣更加讲到另外一样东西是令到人很稀奇的。他不是只是说到你是有宗教或是一个基督徒。
Death and judgment, sentencing. You see it?
在这里他讲到说到那个的审判是怎样呢？
Again, it's all in the latter part of Matthew 7. He punishes, how does he punish somebody?
在这里耶稣是怎样的来到去惩罚那个人呢？
What does God do as a judge if he sentences you? What's the judgment?
当在这里去审判的时候，神那个审判是怎样呢？
Does he say, you over there?Fire and brimstone is coming down. You better watch it.
你会不会审判就是说到，你们要小心看着，地狱和硫磺火会来到你。
He doesn't say that. Read the text. He doesn't say that. Does he say, Sisyphus, you know, you go over there, roll up that rock, that heavy rock up, and then it's going to come down. And then you roll it back up, and you're going to come down. And you're going to roll. He's going to do it over and over and over. He doesn't say that.
耶稣不在这里说话，你的惩罚就是好像西西的诗那样，就说到你现在要将个石头呢推上这个山那里，然后呢它会跌下来，你又继续这样将这个石头推上个山。
What does he say is the sentence? Depart. Depart from me. Depart. You didn't want me, you will not have me forever. Never.
在这里耶稣会说那个的刑罚是说，如果你不要我的时候呢，耶稣在这里说离开我吧，你会永远的来到跟我去分开。
That's the only real punishment. You don't want me? You won't have me. That's the punishment.
这个的惩罚是什么？耶稣说到你不要我吗？那你就不会得着我。
Let me explain what that means. If the ultimate nightmare, which the text says, is to lose Jesus, it must mean that basically everybody's greatest tragedy in life is to lose Jesus.
你知不知道，假如最大的噩梦就是失去了耶稣的时候，在这里讲到就说，基本上如果你每一个人都是失去了耶稣的时候，这是一个最大的悲剧。
That is even so for people who don't think they need him, who don't believe in him.
甚至是对一些他们想他们不需要去信耶稣的人。
And when they have actually lost him at the sentencing, when they've actually lost him, they'll realize this is the only real punishment there is.
当他们在审判的时候，他们真正的来到失去了耶稣的时候，他们就会认识到这个才是真正的一个的惩罚。
And if that's the ultimate nightmare, to lose Jesus, what does that mean? It's on slide 6.
什么叫做是失去了耶稣呢？ 点解会系一个最终极嘅一个嘅噩梦呢
？It means the thing you've always been looking for. No matter who you are, to complete you, it's found in Him.
喺度讲嘅话，因为我哋经常常常要去寻找，寻找嘅嘢，无论你系边一个都好。我哋要知道咧，我哋系唯有喺佢里边，我哋先至系得着完全。
The problem is we're searching all over the place for that to fill us. We don't want Him.
我哋唔想要有耶稣，但系我哋就喺好多唔同嘅地方里边嚟到去寻找满足我哋，去充满我哋嘅嘢。
But as I've been saying up here for the last few months, is the ultimate for all creatures is to bask in the face.Of your creator. That's the ultimate. That's what you really want and need.
但是在过去我都曾经讲过，其实对所有被造物来讲，我们最终极所要寻找的东西是什么呢？就是其实在我们的创造主的面前。
Because that's what you're made for. That completes you as a human being.
因为我们就是为此而去被造，我们是人的时候，我们就是要在他里面。
That's what you ultimately need and desire.
这个是我们最终极的需要和渴望。
That's what theologians call the beatific vision, face to face with God and live.
在这里，那些神学家他就说到了，当我们能够跟神面对面的时候，这个就是最幸福的境遇。
But we let Satan fool us. We go all over the place looking for other things.
但是反之的，我们就在很多其他的东西里面去寻找。
Even the love you're looking for, it's only found in Him.
甚至我们要寻找爱，但是这个爱唯有是我们在祂里面才可以找到。
Even that specialized for marriage, it's a penultimate. Marriage is penultimate. The ultimate is with Jesus. That means it's okay to be single.In fact, the Bible clearly tells us that to be single is okay.
咁甚至系我哋喺婚姻里边所揾嘅呢个爱，都唔系至终极嘅，系唯有喺神里边嗰个爱先至系终极。所以喺圣经里边，就算讲到话单身，都唔系一个嘅问题。
And that's why, again, every culture has its difficulties and its pluses, right?You got to funnel them through the scriptures because the traditional culture says, oh, you got to be married. That's not what the scriptures say.
每一个的文化可能都有它不同。譬如有些文化可能说你一定要结婚，但在圣经里面它不是这样说。
The scriptures say, face to face with God. That's the ultimate, the beatific vision. That's what you're built for. That's what you need.
但在圣经里面他反之的他说到就是说我们跟神可以面对面，这个才是最幸福最美丽的情景。这个也是我们被造的时候的原因。
Every beautiful person, every beautiful object, every endeavor that you're pursuing pales, it pales in comparison with being face to face with your maker.
每一个很美丽的人，或者是我们看见很美丽的事物，或者是我们的努力，或者我们所要追寻的东西，当我们如果跟神面对面去相比的时候，这些东西都会逊色。
And the things you've always longed for all your very life is only found in Him.
你知不知道其实在你的生命里面，你常常所要渴望所要得到的东西，其实是只可以 在神里面才可以找到。
And it'll be too late at the sentencing when you realize that. You must know that now.
如果你等到去审判的日子的时候，你才认识到这一样东西的时候就太迟了。你要现在就要去知道。
Because whether you knew it or not, you were after him in those, looking for those other things. You were after him, really.
你要知道的就是无论你承认不承认都好，你所追求的东西其实你是要追求神。
Jesus says, this is on, I have it on slide 7, Matthew 10:39, in the Living Translation, if you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it.
在马太福音第十章三十九节那里，耶稣这么说，他说得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
When you lose me, says Jesus, you'll find you've lost everything.
他说如果你是失去了我的时候，你其实就是失去所有。
Therefore, do everything it takes to get him. Everything.
所以耶稣他说到，你要做任何的事来到去得着我。
Do whatever it takes to get him.
我们愿意的去做任何的事来到去得着耶稣。
Nothing is worth losing him.
没有任何的事是更加有价值，如果你是失去了我。
Matthew 11:28, which I have on slide 8, come to me, says Jesus. All who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
在马太福音11:28那里，耶稣这么说，他说凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Now, some of you are very weary, very, very weary.
在我们当中可能有很多人很疲乏的。
And it's because to a certain degree you've forgotten that Jesus has given you already the Father's glory. He's given it to you.
因为可能在某一个程度里面，我们已经忘记了耶稣其实已经将父的荣耀都赐给我们。
And you've forgotten that. And that's the reason you're weary and heavy laden.
很多时我们就忘记了这样，所以我们就很疲乏，我们就好像背着个重担。
If you're a Christian, you'll be able to shine. No matter what the circumstance.You'll be able to shine for God's glory. Why? Because He's given it to you. He's given the Father's glory. John 17:22, He's given it to you already.
如果你是一个基督徒的时候，你其实呢就已经可以呢是在你的生活里面呢来到彰显这个荣耀，因为神已经将这个荣耀呢是赐了给你。
That's why you can follow Him. You can pick up your cross and follow Him. You can.
你可以的来到去跟随他。
It's not about trying harder.It's not about beating yourself up and feeling guilty.
不是说你要怎样去更加的努力，甚至呢你去鞭策你自己，令到你自己呢有或者有这个内疚感。
Because He's given you already the Father's glory.
你不需要这样做，因为神已经将父的荣耀赐给我们。
You have the very comforter, the Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
你可以很安心的，就是因为神已经将这个的圣灵住在我们里面。
All things are possible.
每一样的事都可能的。
Some of you are going through extremely difficult circumstances right now.
有些人可能在现在在他的生命里面经历一些很困难的时间。
And the crisis in your life has put questions in your mind. Why me? Why me? Why now? Why me?
可能在你的生命的这些危机里面，就在你的心里面有一些问题。
And sometimes we go through those hardships because God's trying to shake us and get our attention because He said, You got no prayer life. You have no prayer life. You don't really know me.
有时在这些的困难里面，其实神呢就要去令到我们呢醒觉过来。他说你没有一个真正的祈祷生命。
And then you say to Him, What do you mean? I've been Ten Commandments, at least externally.
咁你可能你会话咧，我系遵守呢个十戒，喺外在嚟讲，我都做到。
I'm here at church, aren't I?
我翻教会。
I'm giving 10% of my income to the Lord and His kingdom.
我又喺我嘅收入里边，我有10%嘅奉献。
Is there an intimate relationship with Jesus? Do you know Him?
但在当中你有没有跟神是有一个亲密的关系呢？你是不是认识神呢？
Is there a desire to know Him?
在你里面有没有一个渴望要去认识神呢？
Because Jesus says that this very busy guy in Matthew 7, he never had a personal relationship. Never.
在马太福音第七章那里，耶稣对这个人讲，对这个很忙碌的人讲，他说我们没有一个你和我没有一个个人的关系。
It's because what you really did when you tried to give your life to God, you said, now I'm going to really try to live a good life.
因为你可能在这里只是这么说，我尝试将我的生命给神，我要 做一个好诶，过一个好嘅生活。
But sadly to say, that's not going to make you a Christian.
但你咁样嘅呢个努力唔会叫你成为一个基督徒。
Well, maybe you're the opposite. You say, "Oh, I'm just such a mess. I'm such a mess. I'm too much of a wreck."
或者你相反嘅，你会讲话：，唉、哎，我系一个咁一塌涂地嘅人。
You don't know what I've done with my life. How much I've squandered.
佢话咧，你唔知道咧，原来我点样过嘅生活咧，荒废咗我嘅生命。
And Jesus looks and says, "It's actually the people who sometimes are the most irreligious, the most immoral, who have repented that often know who they really are."
耶稣反之话呢一啲咧，好似咧喺好多人眼中咧睇起嚟一团糟嘅人，或者咧佢哋系好似喺人哋眼中睇嚟咧系好差嘅人，其实佢哋先真正知道原来佢哋自己系一个点样嘅人。
And that's what I mean. Again, it's not always the case. That's what I mean, that in some instances, it's an advantage not growing up in a Christian home.
当然不是所有的情况都是一样，但是有阵时呢，当你不是在一个基督教的家庭里面长大的时候，可能你反之有一个的好处。
Because it's maybe more black and white, not necessarily a little cloudy.Of your need for the Savior.
因为你能够更加的黑白分明到你自己有这个需要，需要一个的救主。
That's why it says the prostitutes and corrupt tax collectors get into the kingdom of God before the religious person.
所以在这里耶稣他讲到这些税吏和娼妓他们会更加的容更加的是会比其他的人是先进神的。
Why would Jesus say that?
为什么耶稣会这么说呢?
Because it doesn't matter how far away you are from him as long as you come to him, right?
因为不是说是你曾经是距离神有多远，而是说你是去到神那里。
It doesn't matter what you haven't done, you come now.
不是因为你过去曾经做过什么，是因为你现在你愿意的来到神的面前。
And those who are more out there, you know, in the immoral circles, you're nearer.Than you really think.
所以在一些在他的道德生活里面好像很差的人当他们去认识到的时候他们是更加的去接受神。
That's why this passage is so important. You got to know before judgment day. You got to know that you know him.
所以在神的审判的日子来到之前我们要很重要的就是要去认识神。
Let me end by showing you slide 9. And I'm ending a little early because we got a special presentation. I'm not sure what it is. It's a special like refreshments and maybe a hug to the moms. That's why I'm cutting short a bit. But Paul directs us, you see on slide 9, the basis for biblical spirituality. And it's Colossians 3, 1 and 2. The best way I can summarize it.
在哥罗西书的第二、第三章那里保罗去讲到什么才是一个真正的属灵的生命。我可以在这里这样的总结。
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
咁喺呢度咧，哥罗西书三章一至二节咁讲，佢话：所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面嘅事，那里有基督坐在神嘅右边。你们要思念上边嘅事，不要思念地上嘅事。
Now, of course, if you're familiar with Colossians, you know after chapter 3, Paul goes on and says things about the earth. So he's not saying ignore the things of the earth.
喺呢度，当你知道保罗佢喺哥罗西书里面所讲，第三章里面所讲嘅时候。他这里不是说到你不要理地上的事，但是他的意思是说你要思念上面的事。
But what Paul is saying is, we're not spiritual by nature.
他在这里说我们的本质呢是不是想这个属灵的事的。
Our true spirituality has a starting point.
我们这个真正的属灵的生命有一个起点。
And Paul makes that clear in Colossians 3. If then you were what?Raised with Christ.
在这里他说你们若真与基督一同复活。
That's biblical language for being united by faith with Christ. but in his life, death and resurrection.
佢话喺呢度咧，我哋当我哋系同神嘅死复活嚟到去联合嘅时候
，so a person must come to the place where spirituality begins, and when he or she receives the benefits of the union with Christ.
佢话咧，佢嘅属灵嘅生命嘅开始嘅时候，就系当佢去认识到佢同基督去联合。
You know, often we think true spirituality is something else because we conjure up things in our imagination. That's dangerous. You've got to look at the scriptures to see what true spirituality is.
咁有阵时咧，有啲人咧，当佢谂到咧属灵嘅嘢嘅时候咧，佢会觉得咧系我哋嘅想象，但系唔系，我哋一定要认识清楚。
So spirituality flows from heaven that causes things above to become a magnet to our minds and flows down into our hearts, the core of our being.
佢话呢个上边嘅事应该咧，好似成为好似一啲嘅磁石咁样去吸引我哋。
And we know that then that's so because we start asking when we have difficult things to address, we start asking, what would the Lord have me do in this situation?
咁当我哋咧去面对一啲困难嘅时候咧，我哋要谂嘅就话，究竟神系有咩意思咧
？You see the change? It's all God-centered.What would God think about this? What's God's view of that?
用一个将神摆喺你嘅生命嘅中心嘅时候，就系你会谂到就系话到神会去点样睇，神会系点样嘅，佢嘅意思系乜嘢嘢
？As you go through life in all of your endeavors, you start thinking that way.
当你咧去经历你生命里边嘅每一个嘅要做嘅嘢嘅时候咧，你都咁样嘅去思想。
That's true spirituality.
呢个先就系一个真正嘅属灵嘅生命。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐低头祈。
Lord, some of Jesus' words in Matthew 7 are very frightening.
因为知道喺马太福音第七章里边，耶稣所讲嘅嘢，有阵时系叫我哋好神经。
Give us a proper understanding of what he's saying here.Help us to not be fooled in thinking Christianity isn't what you say it is.
以致我哋唔会被蒙昧过嚟，认识到基督教究竟系咩。
Give us hearts that desire you.
神啊，俾我哋有一个渴慕你嘅心。
That want to glorify you because you've given us the Father's glory.
主啊，帮助我哋点样嘅嚟到去去荣耀你，因为神你已经将父神嘅荣耀俾我哋。
May we realize, well, that won't be exhausting because we'll do it because we know we're loved.
让我哋知道，因为你系爱我哋嘅时候，我哋咁样去做嘅时候，我哋唔会觉得疲累。
And anyone who has experienced love knows they want to do it because the person loves them.
神啊，我哋都知道，当我哋经历到爱嘅时候，我哋会去乐意咁去做。
They want to do things.For that person, for that person's glory.
我哋愿意嘅嚟为到我哋爱我哋嘅人咧嚟到去做，嚟到去叫佢哋得着荣耀。
Oh, Father, that's a big difference than a burden of religion. Religion is exhausting.
主要系同因为喺宗教里边，好似孭住一个重嘅担子，系完全系唔同嘅，因为嗰啲会令到我哋好疲累。
So help us, Lord, today, get in the way of your grace.
神啊，帮我哋进入到去你嘅恩典里边。
To examine our lives, our doing.
去审察我哋嘅心，究竟我哋做紧啲咩嘢
？Are our doings really for you, or are they for ourselves?
究竟我哋做呢啲嘢嘅时候，系为到神你自己去做啊，因为为到我哋自己咧
？Help us, Lord.
神啊，帮助我哋。
We ask all of that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
你回应